Eov's response to Eliphaz's second speech appears in Prakim Tet Zayin and Yud Zayin. And these two Prakim are more linked to each other than the earlier versions of Eov's speech. And first we'll see how, and then we'll try and understand why. But if you remember from round one, Eov would respond to the friend, and then he would speak to God. Here he meshes together what he wants to say to the two of them. And I think the reason why is because he sees the two of them as connected. We saw a little bit of this in the first round, but we're going to see it much more in the second round, beginning here. Let's begin, and we'll go through as we go piece by piece. So he starts off responding to the friends, as is not surprising. Oh, I've heard about these kind of people. Or I've heard a lot from these people. Menachamei amal kulchem. You bad, evil consolers, all of you. Haketz ledivrei ruach. Omayam ritzcha kitane. Have we gotten to the end of your wind words, right? Of your hot air, as we would call it. What drives you to say all these things? I also know how to talk like you. If you were in my place, I could also speak to you this way and shake my head over you. Oh, woe is to him. Look what happened to him, this bad guy. I would encourage you with my mouth. I wouldn't, dump on you. On the one hand, if I speak, my pain won't stop, so it doesn't help me. And if I keep quiet, what will leave me? Meaning, the way we say, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. If I speak, it won't help. If I don't speak, it won't help. Ach ata, and now he begins a new piece. Ach ata. But now, Helani Hasimota Chokol Adatik. Let's take a careful look at this pasuk. Helani means, I've been tired out. Hasimota Chokol Adati. You shocked my entire group into silence. Who's he talking about here? You shocked my entire group into silence. He's talking about the group, so someone else must have silenced them. Vatikdemeni La'ed Haya. You set me up as a witness, a living witness to this. And you raised my frustration, right? You raised my frustration as the answer to this. Apo taraf vayistemeni. His anger has shaken me and wrecked me. Despise me. Charak alav bishinav. He gnashed his teeth against me. Right? But sari yil tosh einavli. He looks with his eyes over at me. Right? Looking to cause me damage. Clearly he's talking about God here. So he's moved from the friends to God without really a clear dividing point where he's moving. And he's going to talk about God in the next sukkim, but in the end of Perek Yud Zayin, the end of his speech, he comes back to the friends. We skip ahead for a second to Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud. He says, "V'ulam kulam tashuvu uvana, come here and sit. V'lo amsavachem chacham, I don't find any wise people amongst you." So he's coming back to them. He starts with them and comes back to them and relates to God in between. Why? I think we get the answer to this question in these few psukim we just read. Let's take another look. He starts off in Pasuk Zayin, talking about how God has set him up for attack, and we saw this earlier, Eov feels he's being attacked by God. Pasukim Zayin, Chet and Tet, he talks about God in anthropomorphic terms, targeting him. But let's look now at Pasuk Yud. Paru alai b'fiem. They open their mouths at me. Becherpa hi kulichyai. They in denigration, they hit their cheeks. Yachad alayit malon. They joined up against me. This could be even be stages, right? First, they're totally in shock, their mouths open. Although it could be referring to them speaking against him, right? Oh my God, they bang their cheek. But definitely the last three words, Yachad alayit malon, yit malon, together on me they join. That clearly means what he feels he's experiencing, that they're attacking him. So is he talking about what God's doing to him or what they're doing to him? Let's see how they come together in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yazgireni el avil. God has handed me over to the fools, to the evildoers. Ba'al yedei rishaim yirteini. And he consoles me or shakes me through the means of wicked people. Who are the evildoers and the wicked people that God has handed Eov over to? In context here, it's clear that he sees them as God's agents. And when he talks about what God has done to him, it's not only sending the armies to attack and the earthquakes and the storms and the diseases, it's also these people who are here to make my life miserable. These people who just justify everything God does and show no sympathy. Only God could make sure that these terrible people could come and make matters worse for me. There's a very strong linkage. And that's, of course, why he's not talking to them separately, because he sees the two as connected. He continues on how he feels like he's being hunted. Pasuk Yud Bet. Shalev Hayiti. I was serene and in peace. Vayifar Pereini, and he shook me, broke me up. Vayachaz VRP grabbed my neck. Vayifatz Pitzeini, and he made it crooked, mangled it. Vayikimeini lo lematara, and set me up as his target. We already saw earlier, and he spoke to God, why do you set me up as his target? That he feels that God is after him to shake him from his comfortable life. Yasobu alai rabav. Yesobu alai rabav, his archers surround me. Yifalach kiliotai v'lo yachmol yishpoch laaretz mirati. He pours my bitterness out. Yifretzeni peretz al pnei peretz. Yerutz like a gibor. He attacks me one after the other. He charges me like a warrior. You remember in Perek Tet Vav, Eliphaz talked about how the Rasha suffers because he attacks God. Perek Tet Vav, Pasuk Chof Hei. Kinata el yado v'el shaddai yit gabar. And he raises his hand against God and comes with might against God. Yov answers and says, the one who's attacking is a gibor, who's God who's attacking me. Pasuk Yudal, Yifretzeni peretz al pnei faretz, Yarutz alike a gibor. Now again, the contrast to his friends. Sak tafarti ale gildi volalti ba'afar karni. I have sackcloths on top of my scabs. I'm full of dirt. Continuing on to a situation. Panai chamarmaru. My face is wrinkled. Mini bechi from crying. Velafapai tzalmavet. And death is on my eyelids. I'm feeling like I can barely stay alive. Alocha maspechapai. For having done nothing. Utfila tizaka. But my tfila is pure. Despite everything that's happened, I've remained honest and truthful. Again, it's strange that a person who is, on the one hand, saying such challenging things to God can see himself in such a righteous way. But he believes that pure means being honest. And we have the tefillah we say before Yom Kippur called Tefillat Zakok. The term comes from here. A tefillah about purity, about a person purifying himself. And it's important to remember that Eov does not see himself as a villain. I've remained pure, clearly, as opposed to these other Rishayim who are attacking me as agents of God. It's complex to understand exactly how he sees everyone in this story, but it's important to see what he's saying. Eretz al tichasi dami. Land, don't cover up my blood. Alihi makom lezakati, that there shouldn't be a place for my cries. This feeling that we have something truthful to say, but we live in this world and we're temporary, and we pass through, and will our cries, our righteous cries that need to be heard, be heard? And these words, I'm sure people have heard from the reference to things like the Holocaust. Eretz al techasi dami. Don't let the ground that buries the bodies, that absorbs the blood, right, cover up the cries, that the cries aren't heard and responded to. That's the way Eeyore feels. He's the first to have said it. You know, many people said it after him. He feels he has a true righteous cry. That's important that it be heard. There needs to be a place for his cries. And now really in the end of Perek Tet Zayin, he begins turning to God, as opposed to just describing the way God has punished him, and asking God to be the one who makes sure there's a place for his cries. Which is so interesting because on the one hand, his cries are against God. On the other hand, who else can he turn to hope that his cries won't die with him? And so on the one hand, he believes God has done something wrong. On the other hand, he believes that God will vindicate him. And God is the only one who can vindicate him. So I suggest we do this in the next segment, together with Perek Yud Zayin.